Hello again, everybody. It's Mark Alghini. We're backstage at the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, celebrating 15 years here on the farm in Manchester, Tennessee. And joining me, a wonderful group out of the UK, Daughter. Elena and Igor are with me this afternoon. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. Ellen, I want to ask you, because I was reading that you have some sort of dreams, especially going into Primavera, which is a beautiful festival in Barcelona. You were having some dreams about performing on the main stage. Is that something that you guys worry about a lot, or is it just because you just want to, you know, do a great job? Or
yeah, I think it's that, really. It seems it's very strange because I feel like it's kind of got worse. The more and more that we play, which seems like a strange way around. You would think it would get easier with every show. but I think it is just that. It's like a lot of anxiety dreams pre-show are to do with like gear breaking down or having that kind of Spinal Tap moment where you can't find the stage and you're in the boiler room or whatever it is, you know. So it's kind of like, it always happens. Before any kind of really big show. And it's always to just do with the fact that you want to do a good job. And I think for me, it's like I have a lot of, I've always kind of been very self-conscious and I find things embarrassing that other people wouldn't find embarrassing. You know, it's just kind of those things where I think that all accumulates in this kind of being on stage and being in front of people and it being quite scary. So.
Igor, how about you? Do you feel that way? Are you confident when you guys are on the stage that you know it's going to be okay? Are you the rock?
I don't think I have as much of a dilemma as Elena has, but I definitely do have, you know, we've talked about this before between her and me, like I do have anxiety dreams sometimes as well, where like the crowd just leaves like halfway through the show, like everyone leaves, or like suddenly like there's someone else playing next to me. there's definitely like, you know, something like that, but it's just because I think it's quite an unnatural thing to do anyway, to just go on a stage and have like loads of people there. And the thing that ultimately, you know, it was sort of like meant to happen. It's great and it's an amazing feeling, but it like there's so much that goes on in our brains, you know, before and after, and it's like it's just a very special but strange moment.
I have most of the kind of creative people that I've met, if it's an artist with an art show or a musician with a band or even a chef at a wonderful restaurant getting ready for service, they all have those anxiety dreams. And
I think it's the fear of, you know, because it's something that you're doing, that you're offering to people, you know, that is part of who you are. And, you know, to see it potentially all crumble suddenly, like, is, yeah, it's like a big fear.
I haven't talked to accountants to see if they have that fear as well, but maybe that'll be my next interview here at
I think there must be a book about this stuff anyway.
Describing your music, somebody had said in an interview that it was the sound of three brains colliding. So are you three, Remy, Igor, and Elena, like, are you all three very different people when you outside of the band and then when you come into the band?
I think we are. I think that's kind of, we're very different. Our personalities are very different. But we do have some similarities, especially within our musical tastes. I think that, I guess, the stuff that we listen to that maybe is the closest to what the stuff that we make or the thing that we've been most inspired by to kind of make our records has been the same throughout the, like, time we've known each other. So Igor and I are big Radiohead fans, and I know that the three of us love Sigur Rós, and it's kind of just like there are things that are very similar, but then there are things that are like wildly different. And
what would some of those things be, Igor?
Good question. I mean, I think Ellen and me have like fairly similar tastes, and like I listen to like a huge amount of electronic music, like different kinds, and it's definitely been like more like getting more into it in the past few years. I can't think of anything drastically different.
Well, I mean, I don't think he'll mind me saying, as he's not here, but I think Remy has a pretty big Dire Straits, he's a pretty big Dire Straits fan, and I'm not gonna say anything about it, but no. I think as well, it's just the way that we work is very different. We have, you know, that's the thing, I think, that with three brains colliding, it's like you've got kind of Igor's very logical, technical production-y brain and maybe my slightly more disorganized.
Yeah. And it all neutralizes itself in the final mix.
Your artistic soul.
Well, guys, thanks so much for spending a little bit of time with us backstage here at Bonnaroo. I'm hanging out with the band Daughter. I'm Mark Alghini for 99.9 WWCT.